I would probably buy the JSE, as in the JSE Limited, the stock exchange. I think in terms of defensiveness, it certainly has defensive characteristics and generally benefits from increase in volatility. And in terms of valuation, I mean the JSE I think is certainly cheaper than any time in recent past. It consistently generates decent returns, ROEs, and return on invested capital, and on a forward PE of less than 12 times, dividend yield of 7%. I certainly believe it's attractive, and also if you compare it to global peers. I mean, there has been talk of competition, you know, with A2X and Zyrex, for example, but they just, you know, they'll struggle to get the liquidity to get the volumes away from the JSE. So I certainly would be comfortable with the JSE at this point.
And of course, the JSE amongst the companies that's going to be releasing results tomorrow as well. So we'll keep an eye out for those. Jean-Pierre, what's your stock pick this evening?
Picking a stock listed in Spain called Inditex. South Africans would know them as the holding company for Zara and Zara Home. And last year was terrible for them, as it was for all clothing retailers. They'll announce their full year profits in early March. Now, I expect those profits to be down 60%. But near the end of last year, we started to see the green shoots of people going back and buying some clothes again. And also, the online sales of Zara and of Inditex, therefore, growing very strongly. So they've pivoted very successfully from a physical store base to a mixed store base between flagship stores and online. And therefore, I do think they're well placed with some of their competitors who are really struggling, and with their very good grip on their inventory, very strong cash generation, very fast fashion, with their supply base being in Spain around their head office. I'm quite optimistic about Inditex at this point.
Okay, well, on that note, let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Of course, that's Jean-Pierre Verster from Protea Capital Management and Carl Hevers from Benguela Global Fund Managers as well. Julieta, we'll be back tomorrow evening to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening for now.